Did Ajahn Sumedho have a period when he was more influenced by Zen? It sounds like during that period he was, and is he still teaching in that regard? Or?
I wouldn't say that he is influenced so much by Zen as by Chan.
By Chan.
Like that's thinking is early. Some of the old Chinese masters. And he has a strong affinity with China. He actually studied Chinese when he was young. And he was he was lined up to continue his studies. I think he got a place in Shanghai just in the year that the communist, the government fell, the communist broke. He was going to do his first year of university. He has a long affinity with Chan. So there's so that's part of some of his background, but also some of the books that were actually available. Say when he was beginning his practice, mostly. There's a series of three books by Charles Lu that translations of a part of it was a translation of a Chan retreat that was led by Master Su Yu. I think at that point he was about 115 or something. And Master Su Yu led that retreat. That had its impact, but also he spent his first year of practice, he read a book by Yamati Loka, Four Noble Truths, which is not a large book. But this contemplating the Four Noble Truths very, very deeply. That had a big impact. Because when you contemplate the Four Noble Truths, then there is this immediacy to the practice.
And then he wrote a very influential book called Four Noble Truths as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Which is very,
yes, probably one of his most popular book about Mahayana. Most we get requests for it all the time.
It's very inspiring for me, that book.
Yeah.
And also one person that is very well read too.
He's very well read. If you show up with a bag of books, say a Breton one, he's very happy.